The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Christ. The Badgers are 1-1 in conference play and 4-1 overall. Wisconsin hosts Ohio State on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Sure. You know, I thought we had a good bye week last week, and obviously excited for the opportunity to play Ohio State at home.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, fall into prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Coach, I was wondering, you know, obviously T.J. Watt gets a lot of questions about, you know, his brother and things like that, but what similarities do you see between him and his brother, and what differences, you know, other than just size-wise?
You know, I was lucky to be here when J.J. was playing, and feel really fortunate to be here with T.J. And, you know, I think that their kind of their work ethic and their love of the game, those are similarities. You know, I think then fortunately I've gotten to know them both well enough where there's so many differences, you know, and I think obviously both are really proud of each other, but I don't think TJ is trying to be JJ, and yet he looks up to him in a lot of ways, and just like those of us who have older brothers or sisters, or, you know, you look up to a parent. You know what I mean? You don't want to minimize that. But I think he's also, I think he's trying to make his own mark. And that you appreciate. But there's, you know, the way that they come out every day and play and work and have fun doing it, very similar. And
the other thing, when you look at Ohio State's defense on video, what just jumps out at you immediately about why this defense is playing well? What just catches your eye immediately?
You know, I think it's, you know, I have a lot of respect for the coaches there, and I do really think it's a really good scheme with talented players executing. It looks like they know what they're doing. And so I think when you got good athletes that know, you know, what jumps out is you know, they play fast and they're productive. You know what I mean? You don't see a lot of missed tackles. You know, when there's a chance for a play on defense, whether it's a pass breakup or a pick or a sack, an open field tackle, they're making those plays. I think that's what first jumped out to me.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Larry Lage, Associated Press.
Coach, after playing Michigan tougher than anybody has and now getting Ohio State, can you talk a little bit about the opportunity Wisconsin has to be in that conversation with the best of the best in the Big Ten?
Well, I think you hope to earn that right to be in those conversations. And the only way you earn that is by, you know, certainly playing your best on game day. But, you know, for our kids, I think it's just focusing on – there's so many areas where we've got to get better, and yet I think we're doing some good things, and you want to build on that. And, you know, we knew when the schedule came out that it was going to be a challenge, but you can flip every challenge into a – it's also an opportunity. And so, you know, all the talk before – during, you know, really none of that matters. It's what we're doing and focusing on the things we can control. And we know it's a heck of a team that we're playing Saturday night. And you know what? We feel like go down the road. Like every game's a big game. But I was excited and I am excited still for our kids this year. And you know, at the end of the year, we'll write the story. But you know what, we've got great opportunities, and they're great challenges.
And how much does that help that you saw the talent and personnel that Michigan has? How much does that help you for Ohio State, even if they're playing different schemes?
I think it's got a chance to help you, you know, whether we, you know, we got to play the game and see. But, you know, I think that beginning of the year, I thought that, you know, the kids that have played in the played a while, and you know your older kids and kind of your better players. That way, they love the opportunity to compete against the best. And then I also thought that this year was going to provide great growth opportunities for our younger players to understand, you know, what it's like and to go against a good team. And when you play good teams, your margin of error is smaller, right? And so. Those provide great teaching moments, and so we're just trying to maximize those.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenspan, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, looking at Alex, is his arm strength now strong enough to thrive, and is he hurt at all, or is this kind of all he's got out of his arm, what we saw in the last game?
You know, I think there was we'll find out. You know, I've there are guys with stronger arms, no doubt. But you know, I think that we didn't play real well, and he was part of that, you know, offensively. And I think, you know, guys around it. And so I can tell you that I'm confident with him and with his arm strength and what he can do, but certainly I think we all need to play better offensively.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Paul, I was wondering how you would describe the impact that Justin Wilcox has had on the defense in his first year.
Well, I was really excited when Justin chose to come here. And as excited I was then, I'm more excited and appreciative now, you know. And I think that certainly, you know, I've known him and known of him for a long time and very well respected throughout, you know, kind of coaching circles. And yet what I've loved to see is the day-to-day interaction with our players and his demeanor and attention to detail. I feel really fortunate to be working with Justin.
He obviously was a unit that was doing well. What do you think he has done that's most helped that group maybe take even another step forward this year?
I think Justin and really our whole defensive staff did a great job of kind of transitioning the inevitable. You know, is it going to be a new we had two new coaches. That's half our defensive staff. And I think, you know, with the addition of Jimmy Leonard along with Tim Tibisar and Noki Breckfield, who were here, I thought they did a great job of working through that transition and knowing that we were going to have to change, but how can you build on what we've done or make the kids feel like, hey, this is just, we're just adding something. We're just, you know, going here. And so I don't think the kids felt like it was a big change. And I think that's, you know, putting egos aside. And I think it's just working with each other. I think they've done a great job of kind of identifying strengths and of our players and trying to play to it and build to that. And so I think the whole staff and the kids have done a great job of just transitioning and smoothly. And you know what, we're going to be tested this week in a different way than we've been all year. And I'm looking forward to seeing our guys react to that and continue to grow.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.